in een andere straat, in een andere stad. Every morning she wakes up with a different name, in a different street, in a different town, thereafter her. She sits near a window, constantly aware, not a moment of rest. A car is driving down the road, stops right in front of her house. The man behind the wheel gets out his newspaper, reads the headlines. He doesn't feel like working yet. She packs her rucksack, leaves the house through the back door, heading for another town. What's it called? What's her name again? All the time she knew that he would return. It just couldn't end like this. So she keeps walking, keeps going, waking every morning with a different name. Iedere ochtend, een andere naam. Iedere ochtend. Because there's so many of you, my therapist said I have to talk with a lot of people about my problems. And this is about why I always fall in love with women who work in behind the tilt. And the time I... Not yet. the time I worked, I was in love with a woman. She worked at an oil tanker company, and the whole canal behind my house was filled after 6 months, and I couldn't get another loan. So I decided this must end, and my next love, she was working in the CD shop. I met her in the CD shop. She sells music with a smile. I love her since we met. The problem, outside these walls, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Inside the shop, I found a way. Every week, I order a CD. She can't possibly find. So I make it up as I go along, just to keep her busy. Just to keep her busy. She looks, but can't find a single CD. She looks and just won't see me. Do you want to date my baby? From the shop assistant order. Can you order that for me? She surfs the web without result, and we talk this and that. We talk this and that. Next week I'm back for more. Gotta get closer by the famous Oppie Hive. Time for action. Or the stalkers with their clothes. I know where you work. I know where you work. She looks but can't find a single CD. She looks and just won't see me. Month after month, she types while we chat, and either she doesn't take hints at all, or the titles are too real. I know this can't go on forever. One day I make up something she can't find. And that very day, I go home and play. The game is over. By me. Game over. The next one, I always forget one line. It's always a different line. It's about reality TV. And it's called, This is Reality, Your Reality. I slobber my cup of tea. The whole world enjoys it with me. My wife delivering a baby, and when she's finished, she wants to talk, she wants to leave, she wants to marry that TV millionaire. I'm General Natovich, playing karaoke at the World's Theatre. I'm the mercenary whose blood's on your remote control. I'm the psychopath they release on Castaway Island. I'm the serial killer, Big Brother in danger. I commit suicide against the World Trade Center, relaxed after the commotion at the West Bank. Your neighbor is constantly watching you. Diary for first aid. It's an accident. I'm Coco, the hospital clown, with the Down syndrome. Love your neighbor, and your country will love you. Famine in London, war in Bradford, global warming and TV land. There's so much going on, and I heard of it. Heard of it. There's conflict in royal class, riots at the Mont Blanc, Eurostop. It's all happening, right now, right here, and I don't know what to make of it. Eskimos torpedoed a tourist icebreaker. Bush lets himself clone so he never has to live without. Dial me for first aid. I'm your accident. This is our last supper before a good night's sleep. Today's star is yesterday's neighbor. Good morning. What do you think about the weather? How does it feel to be the weakest link? Do you always give up that easily? Do you really think your wife would return home to you? You look like shit. You're constantly nagging about your problems. I've got a colleague who fucks hamsters to appear on television. Has anyone read his book? I'm desperately seeking too. There's a thought constantly beating inside my skull. I lost track on the one way I singled out, leading to the just cause, leading to the perfect world. I lost track, got distracted by multiple choice, but I can't choose right, but I can't choose at all. My life's a supermarket. The shelves are overwhelming. 20 brands of phobias, 20 brands of fear left on the shelf. And still, I can't make a choice. This is a warning for all the young people here. And there's lots of them. It's called Amusement Park. During the production process of my kids, I wasn't thinking of amusement parks. I never understood the combination of the two words. Misery park seems more suitable. For thousands of kids are constantly begging for more ice cream, crisps. And for me, everything's too high. It goes too fast. It is too hard. How can I be a hero in the eyes of my son? And all my fellow parents think the same, judged by the fake cheers of enjoyment. The tension in an average amusement park is more intense than Belfast, Baghdad, or the West Bank. I mean, you think you've had about everything, there's a seventh-rate magician who isn't allowed to perform anywhere else. He asks someone from the audience for a watch. A bald 40-something hands in his fancy watch. He puts it under a towel, hits it with a hammer, looks, sweats, asks for another watch. Within 10 minutes, there's not a single watch left in a whole not-so-amused park. My girlfriend is saving the situation by handing in her mobile, and he puts it under a towel, hits again, no luck. Then she puts the magician under a towel and gives him a good hammering. The lesson you can learn from this, young people, is think before you start. There's so many things you can do with your partner. You can go to a knitting club, or demolish a twin tower each, or even attend a poetry reading. It all sounds much more boring than doing it, but at least you never, never, never have to take your kids to an amusement park. For my favorite chef, I have to read a few poems. It's some, this one's about Elvis Presley. Is anyone here around who knows him? Just across the street. Okay, this is from a book in Holland. A lot of poets were asked to write a poem about Elvis Presley because he was dead for 30 years, maybe. And some of the poets really saw him coming, they're born in the 20s, and other poets weren't even born yet when the book came out. So it was a whole range of poets, and I was somewhere in the middle, and it's called Young Rebels Forever. The rock and roll hero turned into meat, violently squeezed into an undersized jumpsuit, wrestling through his hips in despair. His strongest weapons, his hips, his looks, mercilessly dismantled by time. The last tones of the last song, the show was over, and we were punks, and would never, never, never become like this, not rich, not fat, not old. Nothing lasted but a myth of the Antichrist, who once shocked my grandparents. We only needed one Elvis, the new Elvis, with Buddy Holly spectacles, sang of two little Hitlers, Oliver's army, and my aim is true, and that's what we believe, without any doubt. The world was in need of a revolution, and we were the revolution, driven by the unbridled energy of the new rock and roll. And this one I talk to when my son is around. I don't think he followed me over to Ireland, so it's safe to do it now. It's about when I became a city poet, I found out I really like buildings that aren't there anymore. But when there's not a new building, so it's just a space and the thought of the old building. And this is a swimming pool. I gave my son his first swimming lesson. Swim. Swim now! You can swim. He looked at me, a surprised look of incomprehension, while the green parent was clear, babies can swim from the first day. I let go of my son, making swimming moves. He, however, stiffly persevered in his active ignorance. Forced by my fellow parents, I picked him up from the bottom. And this one I can't do when there are any ex-girlfriends around. I don't think so. So if I don't remember you, please, dismiss. Metropole, dismissed film palace. All those films, too many relations broken. Just before the credits, a last kiss, we stay friends. Never waited for the tears to come. Just slipped out before the lights went on. Leaving a handkerchief as proof of sensitivity and compassion. No last plans, quick as a pace, this is the end. And this is about democracy, and you're going to learn something about it on Thursday, I heard. A few years later, maybe, if you say no, then they're going to do it anyway. Just as in Holland. This is who has to listen to whom. It really is the world upside down. The inhabitant of the little village thought, if the minister wants democracy, let him come to me. Then I'll decide if I take a motorway in my garden or strawberries, like this year. Something about football? Make one. 3-0. I hope my performance is even better than the Dutch team.
Not this one.
You want a football poem?
Yeah.
Are there any notes?
Although hurling.
A hurling poem, yeah. I'm working on it. I've got a Gaelic football poem in Dutch, but...
Hang on, but...
This is called... a bit colder in this poem, and... Everyone who plays football knows those days. The loneliness of a linesman. Completely ignored on a cold winter's day, the flag held high, just like the referee instructed him. Completely ignored, the elements sculptured, fist and flag together. 3 days later, they found him, the flag held high. In the hospital, straight into the microwave, screaming out in agony, he awoke. Ref, offside, were his first words. And the flag went up again. What I wondered when I was watching Gaelic football, there were 4 doctors with white coats. Is there any use of...
Parky Bears would play court.
What?
Parky Bears would play court.
Okay, we'll talk later about this. I think most people are not interested, but I really want to know more about the white coats. Oh, sorry, I've done too much love poetry, I think. I want to do a political poem. It's about it's a poem I wrote against the privatization of telecom. And I know I'm a bit late. I'm lazy, I'm a poet, and so it was already privatized. And I'm working now on a poem about kicking out all the foreigners in Holland, and they're almost out, but I think I can finish it just before the last one goes out. This is called the phone. The phone rings, but I have no phone. You sit in my bed next to me. I can do a doorbell too, you say. So much for politics. Back to my hometown. which is called Remen, and this poem is about growing up in a small town in Holland. And maybe some of you know Holland is completely flat. You don't know? So it's in your
reference.
Yeah, it's completely flat, except for the town I grew up. There's a big mountain, it's coming up in the sky, all that snow, even in summer. And also, I got my first poetry lessons of a really orthodox Christian poet. She was one of the best-seller poets in Holland. It almost took me 10 years to get over it and write my first poem, but this one is dedicated to her. Punk in Narrowtown. The church bell sounds unsuspectingly biblical rock and roll over fertile fields. The day I brought home my first punk tape. Fuck the army, fuck the police, fuck school. A raw voice over tortured strings. Alone in my hometown, Narrowtown wasn't ready yet. Punks, hippies, aliens, all the same to them. I had to go away from where my roots strangled me. All had to change. Today, not tomorrow. It's no time to keep your mouth shut. To hell with law and order, and we destroyed. We destroyed everything. The world you want starts here. Do it yourself. Do it yourself and do it now. Older and grayer, I hear God cross rocking. Holland now seems one big narrow town. And I remember my first lessons in Christian poetry. We, the punks, discussed the bands that mattered. The Clash, Chris, Stiff Little Fingers, The Undertones, and Elvis, the real one still alive, Costello. Fuck the government. Fuck fascism. Fuck capitalism. I take a record from his sleeve and shout over noisy drum and bass. And it's still not too late. It's time to make a stand. I put on my boots. It's time to make a stand. All has to change. Today, not tomorrow. It's no time to keep your mouth shut. To hell with law and order. And we destroy. We destroy everything. To build, you have to tear down first. Bin Laden. Bin Laden understood that lesson. The white world not big enough, but that can't go, won't go. With the country, with the internet as country in, there's no corners left or holes. I shout, it's coming from my toes. I can't go back. I won't go back. I will not go back to Narrowtown. It's a really old one. People start booing when I do it in Holland now. They've heard it over 100 times, so I don't think there's anyone who heard it before. Did you know vegans? No?
Yeah.
Not personally, but yeah?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, even, yeah, Gerson said, yeah. I'm a vegetarian, so thanks. But vegans, yeah. This one is dedicated to a vegan who told me once that she asked me if I wanted to go to Africa with her and try to convince the lion not to eat the antelope anymore. It's called All Animals Free. My cat, he caught a mouse when I wasn't in the house. But when I saw what he had done and cleaned the mess, eyes closed, and it was gone, I said, come here, my little pal. That mouse is your fellow animal. Your food, you get a little note from me. So you all mice free. But before you go on like this, you must know. Meat is murder and so is fish. The cat, my wee mate, looked at me sincere and said, you make a point here. From now on true, I just eat carrots and tofu. This world. The lady wants to conquer the world today, if necessary, the anorexic way. Are you all of the Orange family? We've been here before in the 17th century, 16th? Yeah, this is about the English royals, also a very lovable bunch. It's called The Protocol to Die. When a princess dies, it makes me think it shouldn't be car crashes or boats that sink. That's not a royal way to go. To excesses like that, I say no. A princess should choke on an apple, or sting herself with a needle, or at least live on with a peacock's hernia. A prince should be beheaded on the battlefield or die from AIDS, kissing the sleeping beauty, fast, drunk and driving, for God's sake. That's good enough for commoners. Royals should get precedence to pillars coming from the left. I don't think you know this problem. It's about privatization. I wrote it about the privatization of the trains in England. There's a lot of trains there, a lot of privatization. And I wrote it after I got stuck in some place and there was trains running from five companies, but one company didn't drive that day. And I was asking, I had a ticket for that one company, and I couldn't get out Leicester, because I asked the guy if there were any trains running, and he said no. But what he meant was there weren't any trains running from his company. And so I stayed for 2 months, I think, in Leicester. And this is about other inconveniences. Another train went off the rails today. What happened is still not clear. The company who owns the rails blames the company responsible for the wheels, blames the company responsible for the brakes, blames the company responsible for cutting the grass, blames the company responsible for the training of the staff, blames the company responsible for the signposts, blames the company responsible for the timetables, blames the Tory party responsible for privatization of British railways, blames the company responsible for catering costs, causing the driver's indigestion, blames the company responsible for cleaning the toilets, blames the companies for whose employees are traveling on this train, blames labor for not re-nationalizing fucking Virgin, clumsy Southeast, bloody North, horrible Midwest, disastrous Scottish railways. And the Prime Minister blames the press for broadcasting all those accidents, accusing them of scaring the customers off the trains. And most of all, he blames his mother for not giving him a train set. six p.m. Attention. Announcement for all travelers on this train. Today, the doors won't work because of extensive servicing. Tomorrow, the doors will return to their status at entrances. As usual. Our excuses for the inconvenience. To enlighten your stay a bit, the train manager will make rounds every hour of it, subject to stock being available refreshments. Tickets bought today will still be valid tomorrow. Attention. Announcement for all travelers. You find yourself on the train at destination Bristol. It doesn't make any difference what the carriage number is over the door, 4015, 5045 or 6000, they all go to Bristol. Carriage 5045 will be there first, followed shortly after by 6000 and 4015. Right, there's this announcement I have to make, found it. Some weeks ago, vandals nicked the rails between the stations of Swindon and Chippenham. Since we are privatized, we've got problems with our cash flow, so we don't have money to replace it right now. As we approach Swindon Central Station, fasten your seatbelts and be prepared for a bumpy ride. All the people whose tickets I haven't checked yet, please come to me. Our excuses for the inconvenience. If you can give us a tip to track down the missing rails, we would be extremely grateful, and a special reward will express our gratitude. If you're looking for a high building with a marvelous point of view, if you know it's time to jump, if you know it's time for you, don't jump, but remember, save that last dance for me. If then again on the edge, you can't remember why. Don't be shy, darling, don't be shy. But with all my love as lover, it's an honor to push you over, so you take that last dance for me. If you're trying to find a goaty rail track somewhere in the countryside, who know your life is over and there's nowhere left to hide, don't lie down, but remember, save that last dance for me. If in finally spotting the right train, you find yourself singing in the rain, don't hesitate, babe, don't hesitate. Because we both know it's your fate. If it helps, think, I'm the driver, for you saved that last dance for me. If you do not feel like cooking, you put your head in the oven instead, for if there's a hell, at least you're prepared well. However, before you light the fire, save that last dance for me. If again, the woman in the kitchen where you can't recall what it was you wanted to prepare, don't spill time, love, don't spill time. Think of me, and I'll bet I've got a recipe for that, for you save that last dance for me. You may fall from a flat to test the local pavement or a pensioner's skull. Before you pass away, there may be doubt about the last rolo, but please remember, darling, 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 save that last dance for me. You may have had a million lovers, to be sure you don't miss the right one. Testing, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Before you lose your appetite, take care you remember, darling, darling, save that last dance for me. There's so many ways of dying. You can go stage diving at a Dire Straits concert, attend a reading at the Mumbling Poet Society, watch all the quizzes and talk shows, take the London Underground wearing an oversized jacket, playing Iraqi rule football, starve in South Africa waiting for Live Aid to come, marry Prince Charles, because there's only one last dance. And darling, 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 if you ever think of me, darling, 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 take the last step for me. That's it, I'm done. I've got some dust though. Do the same. You won't notice. Now you will. S'nachts slaap ik. Ook als ik wakker ben. Ik ben een mens van de vroege ochtend tot de vroege avond. Daarna verkeer ik in droomstaat. Droomstraat. Dromenland. Mij te vragen wat ik zie. Of ik wat zie. Leidt slechts tot teleurstellingen en waanbeelden. Er zijn mensen die als uilen geboren worden, donkere randen rond hun ogen, overdag schimmen die ongemerkt langsluipen in bedorven, onwetende slaapwandeling. Vraag ze niet wat ze zien, want ze zien niet, leven achter zwarte glazen op de tast. Jou ontmoet ik op de grens van donker en licht waar je me meenam. Ergens in een donker hoekje langs de snelweg praten we. Vraag me niet waarover, ik zag asfalt aan voor liefde. Tot het einde van die nacht. Ik zag de koplampen in je ogen opdoemen, naderbij komen en passeren. Vergezichten zag ik. Onbegrijpelijke vergezichten zag ik.
Ik ben hier, maar ik ben hier. Ik ben hier, maar ik ben hier.